This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, so it's hour two of our live broadcast from Coralville, Iowa. Our thanks to the friends at the Marriott Conference Center. We're actually at the Coralville Conference entrance. If you're coming down, going to the pep rally tonight, want to take all that fun in, they have a lot of fun. I mean, the marching band's here, and there's the merchandise store, and a lot of hoopla. They do. It's a show.
A lot of green and gold.
A lot of green and gold, and it's a show. A couple of other voices you'll hear this hour is my friend Steve Hallstrom, who's also the president of our Flag Family Media, the owner and operator, of course, the AM 1100, the Flag flagship in Fargo, Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, part of the What's On Your Mind network with our iHeart Media friends, the 550 K-Fire and KLTC. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Scotty.
And Andy Rickoff is here, the sports director. Hello, Andy.
Hello, hello.
And we're down here to cover a little NDSU Bison, as Bison Nation heads down to check things out. We can't put fuel in the tank without sponsors. We want to thank our friends at Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains, Inc. For those who demand more, see those good folks at your Case IH dealer, Plains Ag and Stanley, Williston, or Minot. You can also go to plainsag.com. They have the new and used inventory there. The commodity price update's very nice. Check out upcoming events. We're also brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping you afford life. By Chuck Sanjacking, providing the best, longest-lasting, most cost-effective patented concrete repair available. Morton Buildings delivering excellence in construction since 1903. Coming up this hour, we're going to chat with Phil Hansen, NDSU Football Hall of Famer, Buffalo Bills Hall of Famer, and, of course, analyst on the broadcast for NDSU. Just does a great job. I was listening to him last week, and he's so calm and cool in a chaotic game like that. And you learn so much from Phil Hansen. He's just one of the best. Also, Landon Leckler is going to be here. Beach, North Dakota product, lineman on the O-line for the Bison. And Andy Fales from WHO. What do you guys think of this goofball TV sportscaster who likes to trash talk the Bison? Is this?
Well, at first when I saw this on the show sheet, I thought it was a shot at me saying Andy fails, and you're just saying I fail. I was like, I didn't know anything about him at first. Now I've read up on him a little bit. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, is all in good humor, Steve, or is he a jerk?
I think it's fun. No, yeah. He's doing it just to get a reaction, to have a little fun. Yeah, it's a little bit of a poke at Bison fans in North Dakota, but it's really just good, clean fun.
We're going to get a half fun in Iowa.
We'll give you. Is that the deal?
They get a half fun in Iowa.
That's the only way they have fun is to make fun of other people.
Exactly.
So we'll give you a little sliver of Andy's shtick here and see what you think. And if you're offended by any of this, just let us know. Roll that, Todd.
Guys, I'd like to begin this segment with a joke. North Dakota.
All right, I've heard enough.
All right.
I've heard enough.
Let's settle down.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So can we set it up? Andy Fales is a TV anchor at WHO-TV in Des Moines, and he does a weekly commentary segment called What's Bugging Andy? And this got the ire of Bison fans a couple years ago when NDSU came down to Iowa State, and he was making fun of NDSU ahead of time. And then when NDSU won the game, then he had to kind of figure out what to say there. That was a little more interesting. So that's who this guy is, just so you know.
All right. Yeah, I love it. By the way, we have a fun little contest going on. And the contest is, what good would you do with a pair of tickets that fell in your lap that you had no idea you were getting for the big game tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium? Would you just disrupt everything, forget about cleaning the garage, forgetting about whatever you planned, and head out? Choice Financial has given us a pair of sweet seats in the alumni section, and we have a couple of neat entries, but we are this hour going to find a lucky winner. So stay tuned. Well, I tell you this, get last chance you want in. How about this? We'll do the last chance entries by text. Text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. And if you tell us what good you do, you know, give us a good story about what you do with those tickets, they are yours, courtesy of Choice Financial. Steve, I want to talk about something before we get into the X's and O's here on football today. A little bit about a situation that you regarding a call. Steve is my boss. Steve is the president of our company, and he got a call from a cohort at K-Fire TV the other day that had a concern about some things that were being, I guess, purported that I had said, sort of second-hand. And you want to just explain the concern that was directed to us from the folks at KFIR TV?
Yeah, got a lot of good folks in Bismarck in the media world, and KFIR TV is a shop that everybody knows well, a long-established, good, solid TV shop there. Some of the key people there have in the news management folks in the news management shop have said our people are getting a heck of a time going down there because they see KFYR TV and they hear KFYR radio and they hear Scott Hennin's What's on Your Mind program, and they don't always feel, I guess, some of the folks down in that area, that you, Scotty, have been as fair as you should be to some of the folks on the Standing Rock Reservation. And so we talked about it a little bit. I said, well, first of all, it's great to know that the What's on Your Mind program is reaching people in all parts of North Dakota, and we're glad for the exposure and the interest that the program has. And I said, I get what you're saying. It's difficult when you're sending news reporters down and they're getting harassed, which is a difficult to hear. For sure, these people are just trying to go do their job. And this friend of mine said, is there anything you could do on the air just to say we're separate? And I said, absolutely. But I said, the first thing I'll say is that we don't apologize at all for being honest about what we see. And I have not listened every minute of your show, Scott, but I've heard a lot of it. And when you report the facts, sometimes those reporting facts aren't things that people want to hear. And
so these were KFIR reporters, TV reporters, were encountering folks down at the protest site say, KFIR, that's the station with Scott Hannon, he's a racist.
Yep.
Right? I mean, the allegation was that my comments were racist. That they were getting harassed with.
Yeah, right? I think that's true.
Yeah, and you know, as you said, I think you set it up well. We've addressed this on the air, so I don't need to today. I continue to say there is a difference between, behavior by folks at Standing Rock Sioux Tribe who are trying to get their arms around a very difficult situation and saying, hey, what do we do about it, and what can we lawfully do in the way of a protest, from people that have come in here. And I've used the term thugs. I've used the term thugs to describe people who come in here and break the law, and attach themselves to equipment, spray paint equipment, do $10 million in damage to that, go on private property, harass people. I stand by that. I also believe that's colorless. I don't think that's anything there. However, I guess in the case of the KFIR TV folks, that has nothing to do with them. That's a radio operation that Todd Mitchell is a VP for and is completely separate and owned separate than TV. So I guess for that, we're sorry that they're enduring that. I wish they'd call the show, to be quite honest, and have a civil dialogue about it. Maybe that'd be a better way to do it. Don't give the KFIR TV folks a bad time, I guess, right?
I think that's true. And when you're doing 2 hours of talk radio a day, there's going to be plenty of things to latch on to if you want to find something that you didn't like. I mean, if I listen to your show, Scotty, I'd probably find a couple things I didn't like every day, but that's just, you know, because we have differences of opinions on things from time to time. So I just, you know, we're going to say, and Scott, yeah, I think you've done a really good job during this story of saying, here's what is happening, here are the honest facts, the truth can never be controversial. The truth can never be controversial. And
no,
I think
that's where I'm at. And if you disagree, please call. Todd, Manny, have we ever said, no, we don't want to get you on. We're not going to talk to you because your opinion is different. Ever in the entire time this program has existed?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, so that's kind of crazy. Do you get that a lot, Todd, where there's confusion between KFIR TV and KFIR radio?
Oh, yeah, even though, you know, since the late 90s we've been known separately, but yeah. And we haven't even been downtown in their building for 13 years now. But, oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Every time they preempt something on TV or one of their anchors says something, we get calls. Every time we preempt Rush for something, then they get calls. Yeah, we're both kind of used to it. But at the same time, yeah, in all fairness, our call should be coming to us, theirs to them.
Last thing I'll say on this is that I think it proves out one of the concerns we all have about the interactions that are going on down there. Right? I mean, if you disagree with somebody, talk to them. Don't shout at some reporter. Don't say you racist, you whatever else. But it's unfortunately the long nightmare we're living here. So
we want to be fair. We want to be fair. We want to take the facts, report them as they are, and we don't want to take big strides to say, well, this means something else about a group of people, because that's not what it's all about. The goal that we have on the show and everything we do at Flag Family Media and KFYR Radio 2 is to be fair, and we're going to report what happens and how we see it, and we're not going to say, because someone thinks this, then they also think that about something else. And as long as we're fair, you know, we can have an opinion and express that, but we want to respect everybody's viewpoints as well.
Let's get back to talking Bison football here, and your questions or comments are welcome. Give us a score if you want. Let us know who you think is going to win. Andy, I know you got a buzz here in a minute for more prep leading up to the big game. Give me your best 30 seconds on this matchup.
It's an interesting matchup. It's a great team in Iowa and a very good team in NDSU. If Iowa underestimates NDSU coming in, the Bison have a great shot in this one. But I don't think Kirk Ferentz is that dumb. I think his players are pretty smart as well. They know what they're coming up against on Saturday with the Bison. One guy I'm going to have my eye on, though, is Lance Dunn, the Iowa native coming back to Iowa. He had some, you know, some words to say about Iowa. He wasn't really heavily recruited, so he's really hyped up for this game. I'm excited to see what he can do after his big game against Eastern Washington. I think the Bison and the Hot Guys will go toe-to-toe through a majority of the game, and they're both going to leave battered and bruised because it's going to be a low-scoring and physical affair. I think Iowa pulls away by a touchdown, maybe, you know, 10 points in the end.
Given the fact the Bison are pretty banged up, this is a long shot, right?
Because they're banged up coming into the game. If they're completely healthy, I give them a better shot.
Yeah. Do you agree with that, Steve?
Yeah, I see it as a 2 to 14 to 17 point game, something like that.
These guys are wusses. I say 21-20 Bison. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, live from the Marriott Coralville Conference Center. Coralville, Iowa. Yeah. Here we go.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer is looking for tank trailer mechanics in North Dakota at their Kildare and Williston locations right now, paying up to $32 an hour. The Northwest Regional Manager Gary's on the phone from Polar Service Center. He's given me a cell phone to tell you, hey, have folks call me. I want to hire them now. 701-495-3592. Gary, tell us about what you're looking for.
If you're a trailer technician, you can do suspension systems and brake jobs and electrical repairs and Titan repairs, and you can weld and fabricate. If you can do the tank inspections also and you're certified, you can make as high as $32 an hour.
They also do on-the-job training, and you could be making $32 an hour for a great company, Polar Service Center. They're in Kildare. They're in Williston. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592. Incredible benefit package. 401k with a match, full health care. They have a great, great plan, low deductibles. You're going to love this. Call Gary, 701-495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Nowadays, a landline is an unnecessary expense, but I want to keep my number in the phone book, and I want my friends and family to be able to connect with me and my wife wherever we are. Our home number is precious to us. With OurOldNumber.com, we get to keep our home number, and we can be reached whether we're here or in Arizona for the winter. What a great solution for us. Our home number follows us, and we save money too. OurOldNumber.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Yeah.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're going to talk with Beach, North Dakota offensive lineman for the Bison. Lineman Leckler coming up here in a little bit. Andy Thales, too, from WHO-TV. Oh, I can't get beyond that first opening line, Steve. I'm going to start with a joke. North Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does.
He is, yeah. WHO-TV report. He'll join us a little later on. Text in a story or two about what you would do with a pair of tickets, courtesy of Choice Financial. We have some. We're giving away one more pair. Every other pair is claimed for the big game with the NDSU Bison and the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow. But we have a pair. If you tell us what you'd do with them, text out at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. We're linking up with the one and only Phil Hansen here. You tell me, Manny, when we got Phil on. Phil, a Hall of Famer for the Bison. Phil, a Hall of Famer for the Buffalo Bills. And he ought to be a Hall of Famer football broadcaster, too, don't you think, Steve?
I think he should. I don't know that we have one of those in North Dakota, but if we ever put one together, Phil will be one of the first names in.
Yeah. Manny, have you got Phil yet? We're not getting the best connection back from you, so you better tell me in chat what's happening there, if you don't mind. Todd, have you got the Pump Us Up music ready to go? No. All right. Todd's two-minute break turned into a 20-minute break. That's right. What do you think, Steve? What do you think about, you know, this game? And what's the significance? The one thing I am just amazed at is the Bison, whether it's Montana last year, Iowa State, a couple years before that, the K-State game, they just find these unbelievable games that really are sort of difference makers that become kind of legend within a season. Set Frisco aside, I mean, the significance of this, where does it rank?
And they find a way to win these games, Scott, no question about it. This is the best team on paper that NDSU will have ever faced. Division II, Division I, regardless of division. This is a team that's won 9 straight home games. They're ranked 11th in the FBS coaches poll. They were 10th last week. They've just come off a 2-0 start. They beat handily Iowa State University last weekend. And this is a team that feels like they can make a deep, deep run. They had a lot of guys back from last year's team that won the Big Ten West regular season championship, went undefeated in the regular season. This is a really good, deep, and talented Iowa team, and they expect big things. And are they scared of NDSU? No. Do they respect them? Not really sure, but Kirk Ferentz is a coach that seems to get his guys' attention, and I don't think they'll be looking over NDSU. So whatever NDSU does, they're going to have to earn tomorrow.
Our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Have you got a prediction? Steve just accused me of being a giant phony during the break. Why was that again? That wasn't the term you used. I'm using that term. But you said, listen to you. You're trash-talking the Bison all the way down, and then you picked them to win 21-20.
You were on the phone with your UND friends talking about, yeah, I got to go down here and cheer on the Bison, and Bison are going to go Sue or whatever you're saying in the backseat. Then you get here on the radio and you're talking about, oh, Bison are great. They're going to win 21-20. How are we supposed to treat you?
I had one call from the legendary Mark Kalk, K-Dog, who is this, iconic figure in Grand Forks of the fam that has just been there forever. And he called to ask about volleyball because he thought our daughter was playing in a volleyball game against Davies yesterday. That game didn't happen because she has, or the game happened, and they won, by the way, Shanley, but she's under the weather. So anyway, I said, no, I'm on my way to Iowa for the game. You're going to watch a Bison game. So, I just was having a little fun with K-Dog.
So you were playing it up with the bass, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
We call that being phony where I come from.
Do you really?
That's okay.
Playing it up with the bass.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly right. Manny, any luck there with Mr. Phil Hansen, our Hall of Famer? Obviously, we're stalling here just a little bit. And
I have not been able to reach Phil, unfortunately.
All right. Yes. We'll shoot him a text here in a moment. He was juggling lots of stuff today, so we'll see if we can't find out where he is at. Meanwhile, Todd, are you ready to play a little more of Andy Fales? Appropriately named sports man from WHO, who's going to join us a little later on this hour, who's having some fun with the NDSU Bison. It's 3-4 minutes long, and we got one joke into this thing, but we're going to kind of keep doing as much of this as we can. We got it. Are you ready, Todd? So Todd is...
He's AWOL, man. He's had enough of your show, apparently.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Well, let me do this. Let me go to a couple of the comments about Andy that we have on our Facebook page, which are rather interesting as well. And by the way, you can call about anything. 800-228-0550. Give me a prediction on who's going to win this game. 800-228-0550. 701-226-8503 if you want to text Todd. 701-226-8503. Or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your questions or comments. All right. How do you respond to this guy, this you know, what's bugging Andy guy? Wes says, hey, Andy, the last five FBS schools play the Bison all said the same thing, including Iowa State, Kansas State, Kansas, Colorado, and Minnesota. Iowa will fare no better. Bold prediction on the part of Wesley, you decide. Paul says, NDSU is going to have the Buffalo chips stomp out of them this weekend.
Oh, that's a pretty good one there.
Yeah.
Bison and Buffalo chips?
Yeah, exactly right.
I get what that person is saying there. Yeah. Yeah.
Dan Hammer says he thought it was hilarious. His reaction to what was hilarious. So you sports directors, you just take it as one more thing to have a little fun with. I mean,
well, why would you be mad about that? Well, you don't think he really believes, and even if he does really believe, why would you care?
I didn't care much for the last one. This one, I guess. Okay, Todd has rejoined the operation here. So, Todd, glad the emergency's over. And how about more of Andy? Let's see if anybody is. We left off at. Let's start with a joke, North Dakota, and let's go from there.
Let's settle down to business. First off, I need to apologize up front. I mean, this segment is late. Due to last weekend's Iowa State game, this segment is going to be too late to do any good. But if there is one place on earth that's accustomed to being the last to know, it's North Dakota. So here goes. Bisos, I know you're watching. You've got to cancel these weekend plans of yours. You got to call off this game with the Hawkeyes. Now, I know that seems unthinkable. I mean, after all, this is basically your closest step ever to a bowl game. You get to play a Division I football team, and you get to travel to a place you consider to be warm, sunny, and exotic, Eastern Iowa. But this game is all wrong for you, baby. You're going to lose. You're going to lose to a team that is giving you half its attention and using half of its playbook. And maybe a loss to the 13th ranked team in real football wouldn't be that bad. But you need to consider more than just the game here, Bisos. I mean, you're going to waste your time. You could be out on that tundra, fracking up a frickin' fortune instead of driving 37 hours to Iowa City. You remember that drive home from Cedar Falls after Northern Iowa put that beat down on you a while back? Well, most Panthers wish they were Hawkeyes, so imagine the heartache that awaits you in Iowa City.
All right. Funny. Hilarious. Just splitting his gut over here, just so you know.
That's pretty good writing, though.
Yeah. He's coming up, Phil Hansen, and much more. A Beach North Dakota Bison after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Look at the calendar and you know we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing, too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710, for a free in-home estimate.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Where does the bum bums come in there? There they are. I was waiting for the bum bums. I need those. We're live in Iowa City, ladies and gentlemen. Kinnick Stadium, Iowa City, Iowa tomorrow at the Marriott Coralville. Great facility. Come on by and see us here. Big pep rally tonight. If you're headed down, we're going to have some great fun. Yeah, now we're talking pep rally, baby. There we go. It's going to be a darn good time. And let the record reflect. Hannon said 21-20 Bison, and Holstrom said... What was your prediction?
I guess I said 27-13 Hawkeyes.
There you go. Iowa City Broadcast.
You're breaking my heart here.
I'm sorry, but I'm not saying it's going to happen that way. I hope I'm wrong, but.
NDSU,
okay, at least you said you hope you're wrong.
NDSU Bison Broadcast from Iowa City are brought to you by Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains, Inc. For those who demand more, see your Case IH dealer, Plains Ag and Stanley, Williston, or Minot today. Online at plainsag.com. See that inventory of new and used equipment. Also, Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903. Chuck's Sandjacking, providing the best, longest-lasting, and most cost-effective patented concrete repair available. And the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. You know, those local Case IH dealers are such a pillar of their communities. Northern Plains Equipment, Border Plains Equipment, West Plains, Inc., here to help you maximize your opportunities and manage your day-to-day challenges with revolutionary equipment that fits your farm. We're talking header to spreader, axial flow industry-leading innovations, putting higher quality grain in the tank, more profits in your pocket, and right now that's very important. You'll take a profit, right? Those challenges that are out there right now. Get the capacity you need with easy adjustment options to match your crop and field condition, all while minimizing potential grain loss. Successful farmers know they need the right equipment to get the most out of every inch of land, and with the advice and expertise of Case IH dealers, Northern Plains Equipment, Border Plains Equipment, West Plains, Inc., you're sure to have a prosperous harvest. The helpful and knowledgeable staff knows your field as well as they know their equipment, because guess what, folks? They're farmers, too. 3 Plains Ag locations, Northern Plains Equipment, Border Plains Equipment, West Plains, Inc. Find out how their Case IH equipment can help you get the most out of your next harvest. Steve, you had a chance to catch up with former NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor earlier today. You have anything interesting to say?
Oh, it's always great to talk to Gene. Spent 13 years at NDSU as a director of athletics. A couple of years ago, during the summer, came down here to Iowa City, and he's now the number 2 man in charge of Iowa Hawkeyes athletics. I said, okay, Gene, you know NDSU very well. You know what they can do. You were part of building that program. Now you've seen Big Ten football for a couple of years. How would NDSU fare in the Big Ten?
I would say NDSU's first 22, first maybe 30 guys could play probably any place in the country. at any level in the country. Nick DeLuca, you name them, they can play at a lot of places. I would say that if they had 85 scholarships, they could probably finish in the top half, or certainly 6, 5, 6, 7, 8 and there's a couple other conferences they may finish even higher than that.
The current athletic director at the University of Iowa is a guy named Gary Barta. And speaking of NDSU ties to Iowa, he actually attended NDSU, played football for the Bison, won 3 national championships back in the 80s. So he knows about NDSU football as well. And I talked to him on yesterday's morning program in Fargo on the Need to Know Morning Show. And I asked Gary a little bit about, okay, so maybe NDSU could play in the FBS level, but should NDSU try to make them move up to the FBS level?
That's a complicated question. I'm going to play politician for a minute and say, just be careful, because the move, unless there's an absolute conference affiliation, that would be one key, and then the budget change, just having to go from the current budget and at least doubling it, it's a big move. Again, competitively, can NDSU do it? Absolutely. They've proven it over and over. But to do it week in and week out and to change the financial setup, it's a huge move to the next step. And whether or not that opportunity presents itself, it's sort of hypothetical, because I'm not aware that any of those conferences are ready to make that move.
That was Gary Barta, current University of Iowa athletic director, that joined us yesterday on our program. So, no doubt, though, these NDSU players, they're coming down to Big Ten country. They want to prove that they belong and that they can play with the best in the country. One of those guys is Landon Leckler, 6'7", 300-pound senior offensive lineman from Beach, North Dakota. That's right. Beach, North Dakota, small-town boy, making it big with NDSU. And earlier in the week, our sports director, Andy Rickoff, had a chance to catch up with Landon Leckler and said, how are preparations going for the University of Iowa?
You know, it's going well. Dove into the film early this week, and they're a great coach team. They're very disciplined, just like us, and we're going to match up well with them.
What's the biggest challenge facing a team like an Iowa, an FBS team?
They're physical. They play in a really physical conference too, with the other teams there. But they're big, physical. But at the end of the day, it's just football, so we're going to go out there and we're going to have fun.
You kind of mentioned it a little bit. They're very similar to NDSU. They like to run the ball. They're known for their toughness on the lines. How's it going to be for you guys going up against Iowa's offensive or defensive lines?
They're really well coached. They don't do a whole lot of misdirection things. They just line up and they try to beat you with physicality, and they play very sound technique in their fits and everything defensively. And so we're just going to, put the ball down, line up, and try to go at each other.
Do you like it better as an offensive line when you have that kind of a game, or would you rather have like Eastern Washington last week was more of a wide open passing kind of thing? Would you rather have something like that, or do you like hitting the ice?
Well, I'd probably take the Iowa game plan, just because it's simpler for game planning aspects. But just lining up and being able to just go right away and hit someone, and know where you're going when the ball before the ball snap is a big advantage. Where if you're reading defensive fronts and depending on where they go here and there, moving around, that makes it a little tougher. But, yeah, for sure, I'd like to just line up, and I like our game plan so far, so it'll be good.
Talking with Landon Leckler here on Steve Sports Saturday, and obviously the Iowa game this week, you've got a sophomore quarterback behind you in Easton Stick. Carson Wentz is no longer here. What have you seen from Easton so far this season?
His leadership's just grown, immensely. I mean, we noticed it, for us way back in January when we got back to work and everything, but now it's kind of coming tenfold. Everyone's being able to see it, and his leadership and command in the huddle is big. We're all accountable for our actions and everything, like within a play and stuff. But he's there. If you make a mistake, he's there to pick you up and get you going to the next one, which that's really improved from last year.
What's the biggest difference in your game from when you started here to where you are now?
Well, just sheer pounds, probably.
Yeah.
I got here, I was pretty skinny, but footwork's big within the offensive line. You got to have good feet and quick feet, and so I've just been working on that.
Can you take any mementos away from NDSU to leave?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this experience has been great, and it's far from over. So.
What about, are you going to steal something, like something from your locker room or anything? Take a memento, a treasure?
I'll try to get my helmet, I guess. We'll see.
Okay. How about on the right side? Obviously, you're the right tackle. Joe Hague was left tackle last year, and you know, after he left, there was some speculation. Maybe Landon will go over there. What's the biggest difference, though, from right tackle to left, other than the fact that it's just left tackle and not right?
Yep. Well, your body's torqued the opposite way in your stance. So pushing off, like with, you know, big emphasis with offensive linemen is your first step's got to be good. So right side compared to left side, you know, it's your body's torqued a different way, and you're pushing off differently and using some, you know, the opposite side of your body. Other than that, it's just, you know, it's more mental other than, you know, that aspect, but it's pretty relatable both sides.
Talking with Landon Leckler, senior right tackle here for NDSU. You guys getting ready for Iowa this week. How do you think the Hawkeyes can help prepare you guys for Valley play coming up here in a week after that?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be you know, a slobber knocker, just a physical go out there and roll the ball out and see what both teams got. You know, that's a lot of what we do in our conference. You know, we got a lot of good teams within the Valley that are very physical and just want to line up and hit you. And in that aspect, it'll be just like a Valley game, and they play in a great league as well, too, with the Big Ten. So it'll be pretty good.
You're expecting them to be ready for you guys. I know we've beaten FBS teams before. This isn't the first time a Big Ten team has faced NDSU, and you've beaten some of them before. So you're expecting them to kind of not underestimate you like some of the other teams do, right?
Oh, absolutely. We know they'll be well coached and well prepared. You know, they do a great job down there with all that, and they'll be ready for us, I'm sure.
Do you guys talk about the streak against FBS teams at all?
No, not really. I mean, we just try to take it, you know, one week at a time. You know, the old cliche, but I mean, we really do that. We don't try to, you know, examine too far in the past. You know, that's done and everything. You know, this is a task at hand, and we're going to go out and try to do it.
How about the fact that you guys were kind of banged up a little bit from Eastern Washington? That was a physical game, and that brought you to overtime. You guys have played two overtime games, so a lot of football already just two games into the season. How do you guys maintain your bodies and just hold up through the first couple weeks now you face Iowa?
Yeah, just a key to our rest. Our strength and conditioning staff does a great job with, you know, getting us right during the week with our lifts and everything and taking care of us, you know, stretching wise and all that stuff. But, you know, getting our rest and eating well. And yeah, we've seen a lot of football the first 2 weeks, so it's a little different than usual. But we're just going to attack the process and go for it.
Talking with Beach's own Landon Leckler. And obviously this week we have a statewide show here on Steve Sports Saturday. So, Landon, anything you want to say to the people out west a little bit?
Just that, you know, keep the nose to the grindstone. I know harvest out there is going pretty well. Our family operation's in the midst of it right now, waiting for a while for corn and everything. But we even got some lentils and barley that are still out in the field. And just keep the nose to the grindstone, and it's good to hear from everyone.
What do you think is the biggest difference from the west to the east now that you've been here for a couple of years now? Be honest.
Personalities are a little different, I guess. But just the sheer landscape, you know, everyone talks about the Badlands and everything out there. It's home for me, and it's right, you know, in my heart. So it's a little different over here with the flatness and everything. But, yeah, I love the west side for sure.
Have you enjoyed the east side a little bit?
I have. You know, it was a big change at first. You know, I couldn't run down a back road and get lost as easy over here. But, yeah, for sure, I've gotten used to it, and it's been a great time the last 4.5 years.
Well, I'm sure they'll be paying attention to you on Saturday against Iowa. Thanks, Landon.
Yep, thank you.
That is fun. I mean, this is the magic of what's happening this weekend. A kid from Beach, North Dakota, is going to take the field at Kinnick Stadium in a North Dakota jersey, right? I mean, that's why this is what Joe Chapman and Gene Taylor did to begin this process. This is the payoff. And this is, as a Sioux fan, someone that could say, that's fantastic. I love it, and I'd love to see, anything. That gives me goosebumps. It really does, honestly.
And I think that's why NDSU's been successful recruiting the Upper Midwest, is that NDSU's had games like this and they've won them as well. They beat Kansas State, beat Minnesota a couple times as well. They've done well in these games, and kids want to have that stage, Scotty.
Absolutely. Well, we found some folks that are doing some good work for the National Guard, helping out at the protest site, who are taking a break this weekend, and we can't name names, but we got a pair of tickets, a winner for those pair of tickets from Choice Financial to do some good this weekend. So we'll tell you about that and more coming up.
Know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Monday night, last reminder on this, Monday night, we will be in Minot, North Dakota. And that's the Sleep-In Conference Center, Sleep-In and Conference Center. And Pete Eggsett from Fox News Channel is coming in for the North Dakota Petroleum Conference annual meeting next week. We have him come a little bit early so he can join us Monday night for a little mini town hall meeting. And you get to ask him questions. Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor, will be there as well. That's Monday night at the Sleep-In and Conference Center. It's free and open to the public. His book, In the Arena, will be there. And, by the way, the doors open at 5. The event starts at 5:30 at the Sleep-In and Conference Center. Watch my Facebook page for all the details on that. And if you would like, We have some VIP seating. If you'd like VIP seating and a free copy of my book, Grassroots, call this number right now and just leave us your name and telephone number and we'll get back to you. 855-200-1776. Extension 1, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Hall of Famer, Phil Hansen. Hall of Fame broadcaster, Hall of Fame Buffalo Bill, Hall of Fame Bison is joining us now on our newsmaker line. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing very well.
Good to talk to you, and Steve Hallstrom is here with me as well, and it's fun to catch up with Phil always, isn't it?
Sure is. Great. Always good to talk to Phil, a guy who... definitely knows what he's doing. A guy who is great on the broadcast.
Let's go to Steve on the phone here because he's not. We're not hearing him right now. Steve is. Go ahead, Steve. Repeat everything you just said, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say it's always great to talk to you, Bill. What are your thoughts on this game? And you should come down to play the Hawkeyes tomorrow.
Manny, he's on line one.
Nobody, guys.
I've got him up.
Yes, does this sound a little better?
Okay. There we go.
Phil, just give us a sense of what it's like, what your thoughts are on these two coming down to play Iowa tomorrow. What do you expect to happen in this one?
Well, I expect the Bison to win, no question about that. I will say this. The Bison have caught, when they caught the Gophers, Colorado State, Iowa State, they've caught everybody kind of at their mid-range to lower level, I guess. They're catching Iowa at their peak, at their top, so... the one good thing is it's going to be a matchup of two teams who do things equally well. They both play good defense and they both like to run the ball. So I like, you know, in Bisonville they say bring on the competition, and you're not going to get any better competition this year than this game.
So the Bison won their last five games against FBS teams. What do you credit for that all that success that NDSU has had against teams like Iowa?
You know, I think it's kind of a culture thing. I think early on playing the Minnesotas, I mean, they didn't know if they could compete. And I think once you play teams like that, after the first few plays, you say, hey, they're real people too. They probably put on their pants the same way I do too. And I can compete. And then when you have success and you win a game, well, then that's just the cat's meow there. And then when you do that time and time again, you're just ready for things like these, and it's a culture. I mean, I know there's different Bison players playing now than played 5 years ago, but you build that culture, and you always think you got a chance, and the Bison always do that. They don't get upset. They don't get down on each other. They just keep playing until the final whistle sounds.
Bill, would you have been? I've got to assume that you, as a player, you played for NDSU, and you saw all the success that anybody could have expected in the Division II level, but I've got to think a competitor like you would have enjoyed a chance to play the Hawkeyes back in your day.
You know, back in the Division II days, it was what it was. Yeah, it would have been nice to have a better opportunity. It's just not the way the landscape was back then. We still had good games. We still won national championships, but this is a completely different level and just a unique experience. For these players, for the national attention that you get, it's great. I'm just so happy for NDSU, all of athletics.
Here. Phil Hansen there, and of course, Andy Fales, we've been talking about as well. Andy is a WHO sports reporter that has created quite a stir up in North Dakota. Any plans of visiting North Dakota anytime soon, Andy?
Do I? No, I don't happen to have an extra week to drive up here.
You're welcome anytime, you know.
You know, I've gotten a bunch of offers over the past few years, and at some point I'll do that for sure.
And a fellow sports broadcaster, 20 years covering the Bison, Steve Hallstrom, you've said all along what Andy's doing here is pretty fun, huh?
I think it's unbelievable. Andy can't possibly believe half of what he's saying, but it's fun anyway.
Now, what was your first impression ever of North Dakota? Do you remember what it was? What's that first thing that pops into your mind, Andy?
Let's see. Well, I do have some cousins who grew up there, so I've certainly been aware of the place. First impression, let's see, Sitting Bull,
Okay, all right, yeah, all right. Well, there's lots of historical references. That's okay. That one is probably left over from. How about Bison football? Really good team. Is there any part of that that pops into your head?
My first impression of Bison football.
Just what you think of the team? Are they a pretty good team? Would you say? I mean, you expecting a tough matchup tomorrow?
I expect them to play really, really hard. No doubt about it. You know, they've shown clearly that they've shaken that tendency by FBS teams to go into these situations and be kind of shell shocked when they get there. And clearly, that's 50% of the battle for these.
Absolutely. Hey, Andy, you do a good job doing what you do, and we appreciate the good natured fun. We're coming up with the Iowa rebuttal from North Dakota soon. Thanks, everybody. See you, Steve.
Thanks, Scotty.
God bless you, folks.
I'm Brian. At 58, doctors told me I had the heart of a 37-year-old man. They told me that after my heart transplant surgery. If you're a smoker, here are some tips in case that happens to you. First, you have to quit smoking before you can get on a list for a transplant. So quit now. And never feel sorry for yourself. I don't. I only feel sorry for that 37-year-old man.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.